The Beacon, celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Hey, well, greetings and welcome to The Beacon, sponsored by Phoenix Christian. My name is Steve Woods. I'm your host. At The Beacon, we celebrate when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. And today we have for you a really great show featuring a ministry called Deep Within Rehab. We're just thrilled to have Cindy, who's the director of the organization, with us, and also Jeff Blake from Phoenix Christian. Jeff, would you please welcome our audience and introduce us to Cindy?
Well, you bet. And good morning, everyone. We're blessed you're listening to The Beacon. And each week, we just have a unique opportunity to shine a light on what God's doing in our community. And it's our blessing and honor to share in that. And Cindy, who is with us from Deep Within Rehab, and I share a mutual friendship in Bellevue Heights Church out in Sun City, a remarkable church with some pretty amazing pastoral staff. And a while back, my father-in-law, who serves on the pastoral staff at Bellevue Heights, introduced my family to Deep Within Ministry. And we had an initial opportunity when Phoenix Christian was moving some classrooms around on our campus to embrace the ministry and partner with Deep Within, and fell in love with the ministry. And over the years have learned more and more about what they do. And we are blessed and honored to have Cindy here with us representing the ministry. And we're going to get the opportunity within this program to talk more about her husband, Lee, too, and his role in the ministry. So, Cindy, I want to extend a personal welcome to you and celebrate Bellevue Heights with you.
Good morning. Yes, we love Bellevue Heights. We do.
We appreciate pretty remarkable us. Church.
Absolutely.
Well, Cindy, give us a little intro to you personally, your family. It's amazing. Off the air, we were talking about your kids and grandkids. Just share with the audience a little bit about the way God's blessed your family.
Okay. Well, the reality is I was born in New York, and I grew up in a family of alcoholics. I watched a lot of destruction in my childhood. We moved out. My mother moved myself and our siblings out here when I was younger. To get away from all of that destruction. And I ended up marrying my high school sweetheart, who then joined the military. And he became an alcoholic.
My goodness.
So then after 20 years in the military and marriage, we divorced. And my older children, who were then really traumatically affected by the change of lifestyle from the military, living in Europe, to coming back to Arizona, they actually started experimenting in drugs. And I remember just thinking, you know, what was I even put on this earth for? There just addiction after addiction. And my daughter introduced me to Lee, and Lee had a terrible drug addiction, but he was exactly what I knew our family needed, and he needed us, and he's such a good man. But I said, I really can't continue to deal with people with addiction and destruction. And I said, what would it be that would make your life better, that you could stop, you know, with the drugs? And he loved God. He loved my kids. He loved me. Everything was win-win, except for the crack cocaine. That was a lose-lose. And he said, I'll tell you, if we run a program and I help men get their lives back on track, that would do it. And I said, so we would have maybe 30, 40 men that we would be responsible for and guiding. Well, that sounds absolutely crazy. So let's do that. And what has happened with doing Deep Within for me personally, it's my Jeremiah 29:11.
Yeah.
It is the reason I was put here. I understand it. I know it from the family side. I know it from the wife's side, the mother's side. And so I can really have empathy for the people. It's not just about the addict. It's about the whole family. It's about the whole community. So that's why we do this. It keeps Lee sober, and it keeps my codependent enabling ways very busy. But it is.
That's just, it's first of all, impossible, nor would I pretend to imagine, that circumstances within which you grew up, just starting there in New York and the family that experience that you had, the rescue plan that your mom had for you to bring you out to Arizona, and then to come out here and find yourself, married to a high school sweetheart who then is an alcoholic, and then together with Lee, who has a drug habit that is an addiction, and then if I heard you right, this person who's already addicted to crack cocaine and everything else is great except for that.
Yes.
Says, here's my way out. I think my way out is to help other people who have the same addiction
right.
I have. And, I have to tell you, Cindy, that this program is built on this idea of how God uses sometimes the unexpected to do the unexplainable. And I'm not sure there's been a story that's more unexpected than somebody who has an addiction saying, I think my way out is to help other people who have an addiction. That's a God only thing, isn't it, Cindy?
Yes, it absolutely is. And Lee was actually born in the cotton fields of Mississippi.
Okay.
He was born on a plantation.
Wow.
And he wanted to experience life a little bit, and he joined the military. So Lee was actually in the military also. And that's when he became addicted to drugs. Growing up in Mississippi, that was not even anything that was happening at all. And he had never experienced it. And that's his whole downfall. Every once in a while, he'll even say, if I never joined the military. And I said, but this is where we're supposed to be right now. And it was the path we had to take to get right here. So I feel like we do pretty good because I have it from this viewpoint, and he definitely knows how to talk to these men.
Sure.
Because he's done it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I suspect that he is uniquely qualified when they come at him with their rationale, their excuses, their stories. He's probably used a lot of those same things and recognizes them for what they are, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's like, don't try that with me. I know exactly where you're coming from. I know exactly what's going on. Let's not pretend with each other, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And there's something to that, because I think it's, it's in Corinthians where, the Apostle Paul talks about this discomfort is things that we go through in part are used by the Lord to equip us to help others in similar circumstances. And this is a model of that, is it not?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, no, that's great. Can you tell us then, when was it that you had that important conversation with Lee and said, that sounds crazy enough for us to do it? And when was Deep Within Rehab born?
When we first started, we helped he has a father figure in his life, and we helped him do it in a small setting. And then, I needed to feel a little bit more comfortable. So we did it with him. I was learning things. And then it's close to 20 years now that Lee and I have been married and doing this. We are on this property in Peoria for over 15 years.
Well,
we live on the property with the men.
Okay, great. That's incredible. And how many guests are you able to have at one time?
When we first started, we had 60 beds.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. But we were younger and I could have them faster. And then what happens is you learn as you're doing this, you have to get to know each one of these men individually.
Right.
So we now have 34 beds, but at this time we have 22 residents. We have a few open beds. So, but you get to know and you get to hear their stories. Their stories are, they want their stories heard. They want to be validated in their pain and then in their possibility of moving forward.
I think doing the program, one of the things that we've learned as much as anything is that the power of listening, that there's really no way to value somebody more genuinely than to really listen. And that's what I hear you saying is important in the ministry that you have with these men. As you hear their story and you and Lee especially, and both of you can empathize with them and their families because you've walked some similar roads, maybe not exactly the same. Every story is unique to itself, but there are some common threads, right?
Right, absolutely.
And so then you have developed a rapport upon which there's a foundation of trust built. And they know you care about them. They know that they can trust you and that you're really committed to their welfare and to excellence in their life. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so do you have a sense, and it's okay if you don't over that many years, but do you have a sense of how many men have come through your organization over that time?
You know, at the beginning, I wanted everyone to stay here for the period, you know, the whole time. And I didn't actually want to move away. You know, if I could have the same original people here with me so I could keep on them. Yeah, and that's not Lee. Lee knows they're grown men. They need to spread their wings and give it a try. And so I make sure they have a safe place to come back to if they need to.
Sure.
We've had a few residents that have had to return. But it's planting the seed and then letting them see our walk with God so that they know that's the answer.
So many, many, I'm sure. And what is that like when somebody who's who stayed with you and does go out to spread their wings comes back just to let you know how it's going? How does that feel?
Some days when you're having a bad day and then Lee, all of a sudden somebody shows up that we haven't seen in 6 years and they, you know, they come in their car and they come with their child and their wife and they tell you, this is how it's that. And we're like, let's do it some more. Let's keep going. No option.
Isn't that something? That's really great. Well, you know, I just want to say thank you, Cindy, not only for the work that you and Lee are doing, but for being with us on the program, for giving us an opportunity to shine a brighter light on what God's doing in and through and around you. And for our listeners, when we come back in this next segment, this show is one that we're doing during the COVID-19 crisis, the global pandemic. And this is something that has touched Cindy and Lee very personally. Come back in this next segment, rejoin us as we talk a little more about Deep Within Rehab and we learn a little bit more about the struggle Lee's facing even today as we record. Thanks for tuning into The Beacon. We're so glad you're listening.
The Beacon is made possible by Phoenix Christian and listeners like you.
Hey, well, welcome back to The Beacon. My name is Steve Woods. I'm your host. We are sponsored by Phoenix Christian. We have in studio, well, not in studio, in virtual studio with us today because we're recording via Zoom. We have Cindy Humes, who together with her husband, Lee, runs Deep Within Rehab, and I suspect it's really a family operation. You mentioned off the air you have a daughter who keeps you on inside the rails and on the right track, and in fact, you guys have a number of kids. How many kids do you have?
We have 7 children, and blessed with our 11th grandson, but they live in Tucson, and we haven't gotten to meet yet, and we're looking forward to that day.
Well, that's really great. What a wonderful family. That's exciting to hear about. Well, you know, we've talked a little bit off the air. We want to share with our listeners. We've referenced Lee. Lee's not on the program today. And the truth of the matter is, Lee is fighting for his life right now, isn't he, Cindy?
Yes, he is. On the end of March, he wasn't feeling great. And then on April 1st, he woke up and he said he could not breathe. And we took him down to the VA hospital, and immediately he was put into ICU and intubated. And he really hasn't, he has had 2 cardiac arrests. He's now on dialysis. He has the insulin drip. He has so many underlying health issues that it's making this more complicated. And he has not, he hasn't been able to speak to us. He's not even really conscious. He's totally sedated and medicated.
Well, again, there's just no words to communicate to you how sorry we are for what you're enduring and what Lee's going through and what your kids and grandkids are feeling right now. We're just so sorry for that. And, you know, it's, again, to pretend to be able to understand would just not be fair or honest. You know, we see the stories, and you know, we know that this is a very real reality in the lives of some folks, and we're sorry that your family is one who's been so directly touched by the coronavirus and the complications that that Lee might be experiencing while he's there at the VA hospital. And he's been admitted now for over a month.
Yes. We're at day 37.
Day 37. And the prognosis is, you know, it's difficult, right?
It is. And it changes so quickly. They'll get hit one thing, leveled out, and, you know, stabilize him with the diabetes, and then there'll be the blood pressure. He has still having a fever, so he has another infection, and that's what they're looking at now, is where is this other infection.
And are you just communicating with the nurse's station to get updates daily? How is that going?
The doctor, a doctor will call me daily, and okay. Then the nurses are very helpful, and Nurse Daniel, who our family loves, he has FaceTimed with us. So we've been able to see Lee. And even though Lee doesn't look, you know, very good, it gives our heart encouragement. He doesn't respond. I'm sorry. Lee does not want our daughter to go teach in Haiti. He thinks it's dangerous. So she said, "Dad, I signed the contract. I'm going to go teach in Haiti." And his heart rate just went up, and the beepers started going off.
Oh, man.
I know he's still in there. And that's important to me. Yeah, he's still in there fighting.
Well, you know, Jeff, I want to just take a moment here on the program and invite you to go before the throne of an almighty God. We want to invite our listeners to join us as we do this in prayer. We want to invite our listeners to join what I'm sure is a fairly small army that's already praying for Lee. And let's go before the throne of a holy God who's still powerful enough to touch a body and heal it, and ask for that for Lee's sake. Jeff, would you do that?
It'd be my honor. So Father, you've heard our hearts here, Father, and you've been listening into this conversation. You've been gathering around the family. And so Father, we stand with the family. Father, we stand with the community of faith. And Father, we extend our hands and thoughts and prayers overly and ask for healing in the mighty name of your Son. Father, we thank you for Cindy and her testimony of faith and dependence upon you. And so, Father, we lift him to you. Father, we thank you for the God-sent angel of a nurse able to connect through technology and connect the family. We thank you for that. And Father, as we live out our worship, we lift Lee to you and ask for your continued healing and blessing upon his body. Endure the family, Father, and endure the ministry. We love you. Amen.
Thank you, Jeff, for doing that. And thank you, Cindy, for sharing, you know, your circumstances. And, you know, again, we're with you. I know that, you know, our listening audience is a funny thing. It's radio, so it's podcast. We don't always know how many people tune in or for how long or what they hear. But we know that everybody that God has purposed to hear your story and today's program is listening in. And it's our hope that collectively we can charge the gates of heaven with prayer on Lee's behalf, and that we'll have an opportunity in a future show to come back and revisit and celebrate how maybe God used this unexpected and difficult circumstance that he's facing in a way that would bring God glory and be for the good of those that are around us. That would be our hope and our sincere prayer. We serve a God who not only spoke everything into being, is still every bit as powerful. And I suspect that in your ministry over many years now, over 20 years, there have been some moments where you saw the hand of God provide in ways that couldn't be maybe explained otherwise. Is that the case?
That's absolutely the case. And then with this situation, you know, you talk to the doctors and it sounds so impossible. Mm-hmm. And you listen and you watch television and you watch the news. Sounds so impossible. And I think that we as a family and deep within are at a place where this is so completely in God's hands, but there's no other reality than Leah's in God's hands. Right. Deep within is in God's hands. And it brings such a peace. I don't need to figure out anything. I don't ask the doctors, you know, can you do this instead of that? Because I'm not a doctor. But God.
You know, I hear myself pray sometimes, Cindy, that God would do things that only God can do.
Yes.
So that only God can get the credit.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, I'm and probably always will be a recovering, prideful guy. And it really helps a lot, you know, when I feel like I'm at the end of myself, the end of my imagination of what God can do. And then, but God, just as you said. Well, this is a program that really focuses on the but God moments in our life. We're thankful to our listeners for tuning in today. We're thankful to Cindy Humes and to Lee for being the directors of Deep Within Rehab and for that ministry. Please come back for our next segment when we hear a little bit more about a personal story from their ministry.
The Beacon is presented by Phoenix Christian, a school celebrating excellence in education since 1949. Learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Well, welcome back again to this episode of The Beacon, where we are very, very thankful to have Cindy Humes with us from Deep Within Rehab, which is located in Peoria, Arizona, and doing an incredible ministry in the lives of many men over many years. Their common thread is that they're battling addiction, and by God's design, He's put Cindy and Lee and their team on this property, and are a place where these men can come and be encouraged and be loved and receive the help and the guidance from people who maybe can relate at a level that others can't. And Cindy, I want to reiterate for the benefit of our listeners what we just covered off the air, which is this. You know, we've been fortunate to have many inspiring and incredible guests, but I want to thank you today again for your bravery, for the courage that we hear in your story, and Lord, and for the authenticity with which you're living your life. We are really honored. I feel as if we're it's kind of holy ground, because quite candidly, the battles that you're facing, the things that you're enduring in this season of life, would probably be enough to put a guy like me in the fetal position underneath my desk. And yet, you know, here you stand. Certainly, I'm sure at times weary, but sustained by the strength of the Holy Spirit and the God of the universe, who's living His life through you. And that's a really powerful thing to witness and experience. So thank you for in the midst of all of the storm, taking some time to be with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, we've been fortunate, like I said, to have many guests with many inspiring stories, but this is holy ground.
It is, Nate. I was reflecting last night. Cindy and I had a chance to talk on the phone, and she was a testimony to me of living in a place of complete wild abandon. To our Lord, reminded me of the prophets, honestly, in the Old Testament, who would live in such abandon that there was no other answer but God, to put themselves at risk, to in a complete and total dependence on the Lord. And so, Cindy, you're teaching me last night and sharing. And again, we rally around you and your husband in prayer. As an organization, we've been praying for you. And I know Bellevue's certainly been keeping you in prayers. And now this team is committed to you in prayer and for Lee.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know that it's the prayers. I know that God is listening and it's all in his time. It's really, you know, sometimes you'll forget that it is God and you think it's your responsibility, and it gets to get to the place where it can't be me is a wonderful place to be. It is. It's actually easier.
Yeah, there's something to what you just said that's really profound, that, you know, kind of at the end of ourselves, at the end of our own acknowledgement of whatever ability or gifts or passion that we think the Lord may have given us,
right,
is really the beginning of the kind of dependence outside our comfort zone that I think, you know, he really thrives in that space.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's just, you know, again, one of those things that I hear myself pray often is, Lord, please do things that only you can do, so that only you can get the credit, and that there's no confusion in myself or anybody else when the story is told about where that credit belongs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you know, and as we mentioned, I'm sure there have been many times in many lives where that's been the case at Deep Within. And we would love to have you share maybe in this next segment one of those stories that comes to mind of somebody who's come through the organization who was at the end of their rope, and it was at the end of their rope that that God said, okay, if you're through, if you're done trying to do this your way, I'll step in and make a difference. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
Well, Jeff, I know that the relationship that the school, Phoenix Christian, enjoys with this organization is a special one. Speak to that for a minute, please.
Yeah, you bet. So what's powerful to watch is, so for example, we needed just a ton of classroom furniture moved, and we reached out to Deep Within, and they showed up. Honestly, Cindy, I think there was about an army of about 20 guys that came and didn't flinch when we were overwhelmed by what we had to do in the movement, and they did it with excellence. And I stood back and watched the leadership of the men that were there, and there was some very straight talk, some very direct talk, some very loving talk, but some, honestly, the word I would use is discipleship of the men, and they were serving, and the men were grateful. And so we've been a direct beneficiary, and then in turn, we're able to make a donation to your organization and continue to propel it. We're grateful for that.
Well, again, listeners, welcome back to this fourth and final segment. Come back, and we'll really wrap up the ways in which God is using this great ministry. Thanks for tuning in today.
Phoenix Christian believes strongly in its rich history and bright future, now equipping students from pre-K through 12th grade. Learn how you can help continue its legacy of Christ-centered education at phoenixchristian.org/support. You're listening to The Beacon, presented by Phoenix Christian.
Hey, well, welcome back to The Beacon program again today. We're in our fourth and final segment for this program, but you know, what a great opportunity to have as our guest Cindy Humes from Deep Within Rehab, and to once again, as we do every week, get a chance to shine a little brighter light, or maybe get on a higher mountaintop and yell with a louder voice about things that only God can do, so that only he can get the credit. And we celebrate how God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. We heard in our first segment how Cindy, having grown up in a household with alcoholics, was relocated to Arizona, her mom thinking that would be a safe place and a new day and a fresh beginning, only to fall in love with a high school sweetheart who then became an alcoholic, and then ultimately later in life to be paired with Lee, who she's well paired with, and everything is great except for Lee's addiction to crack cocaine. And out of that story, out of that background, comes Deep Within Rehab, a ministry to those who are struggling with addiction, and really the vehicle by which Lee and Cindy have been useful to the Lord over 20 years now in Peoria, and the lives of many, many different men whom they can relate to personally and their families, and God's really taken that brokenness that started, that's been difficult along the way, and is using it for His glory and for the good of others. And Cindy, we would just like to invite you to share with us maybe just one of those stories, a vignette into the life of one of those men that's come through, and give us a little sample of what you experience as you work and are available to the Lord for ministry there.
Okay, well, Lee used to sometimes go to different soup kitchens and shelters and offer the opportunity for a man to come here to the program. And 15 years ago, in June of this year, it'll be 15 years, Lee went up to Las Vegas and he met Brian. Brian was in line at the, in the soup kitchen line. And Brian tells the story that the line was too long and the food didn't look that great. And when Lee offered him the opportunity, he just got right in the van with Lee. And he said he got about halfway back and he said, "What am I doing?" But he came here. Brian was born in Ireland into an orphanage. And then, about 60 years ago, there probably wasn't a lot of background checks that were done for adoptions and that. So Brian was gathered up with a little group of Irish babies and brought over to New Jersey and to a Catholic church. And everyone got to pick a baby. And the family that picked him was a very devastating, he had a very, very devastating life with that family. He started drinking when he was about 6 years old, because that's what the father did, and that's what gave that father figure so much courage. So Brian had been drinking his entire life. Brian joined the military. He started using drugs, and then he came back. He settled back into New Jersey, started doing construction, and he met a young woman. And they got married and they had a baby. And one day Brian forgot his lunch and she was bringing his lunch to him, his wife, and she got hit by a drunk driver. Hmm. And that was it. Brian was done. He left his child with the grandparents, and he joined the carnival. Brian actually joined the carnival and traveled with the carnival and had a pretty chaotic life. And then Lee brought him home 15 years ago from Las Vegas. Brian did not believe in God, and anything about God would just set Brian he didn't even want to hear about it. God, did this and this and let these things happen to him. And after being here with us and, experiencing this with us, and I would just look at him and say, Brian, that was God. And it took a little while, and it took Brian a few years to get the sobriety. We would never make it through the holidays. Right after Thanksgiving, you would realize that Brian was drinking, and then he'd disappear and we'd find him. He'd be urban camping down in Phoenix, and we'd find him. And now he has 8 years of sobriety.
Wow.
So it's working. And in his sobriety, Brian lost one of his legs. He had to have a leg amputated because of circulation problems. And Brian stayed sober. And Brian is still here with us today. He is our unpaid assistant director. And he's my brother. He's Lee's brother. It's just amazing. And right now, last Monday, Brian started his chemotherapy and his radiation for his cancer. And so it's been an extra struggle, but Brian is my children's Uncle Brian, and he is our family. And if you would to imagine that this was anything else but God, that God could figure out how to get Brian from an orphanage in Ireland and Lee from a cotton fields of Mississippi and Cindy from the projects of New York, and get us right all in the same place at the same time with the same desires. And here, it's God. It's God. Yeah. So, and Brian loves God, and Brian loves us, and we're just family now. It's just family.
Now he's Uncle Brian.
He's Uncle Brian. Uncle Brian.
Well, yeah. And we have an opportunity to pray for Uncle Brian as he
Thank you.
Fights cancer. My goodness, you know, the team there is experiencing some things that, you know, really are only going to get better because of God's involvement and because of answered prayer. And yeah. And you know, and I know this is your heart, because we talked about it off the air, but the reality of it is that, you know, God's in control, and you know that the outcome is with Him and that it's up to Him, and He knows our heart, He knows our desire, and He knows beyond what we do what's best. Right. What's best for everyone involved, what's best for those who are affected, what's best for the sake of His kingdom, and for those of us who have been pursued by Him, been seized by the power of His great affection, in our heart of hearts, although it's painful and we don't want discomfort, we really want what He wants, because we trust Him beyond what we can see, beyond how it feels. We trust Him.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we know that His promises are true. We know that His faithfulness is bulletproof. And maybe you're like me, and sometimes you have to pray, Lord, you know, I need You to trump how I feel with what I know to be true.
Oh, absolutely. That is exactly what I've been going through in this last week. By this time, I would have imagined least starting to show some more positive changes, and that has not happened. And then Brian, you know, because I'm used to him being here with me, but and he's gone during the day. Every day of the week, he has radiation. Every day, he has chemotherapy. One of the days, and but no, it's, you feel God. I walk out my door and walk over to the office, and you just feel God's presence.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I don't think it's an accident that this is the week that God has appointed for you to have an opportunity to join us on the program. I hope that this will be, of all of our episodes, one that is both the most listened to and the one that spurs the most action. And my prayer is that action would be prayer. Nothing that anyone who hears this has to offer is more valuable than that, prayer before a holy and almighty God, and I hope that happens. And in addition to that, I know that your ministry is sustained in large part by the way God provides through the offerings and gifts of others, and I want to make sure that we don't miss the opportunity, if somebody has been compelled by your story, to give them an easy path to getting on board and helping, joining, really, God and what He's already doing through the organization. Can you give us the easiest and best way for a listener to help?
You know, Deep Within has always existed without any funding from the government, because we want to have absolutely free reign to talk about God and give that option. And then we're dealing with grown men. These are grown men with physical ability to go to work.
Right.
And if we go to work, we do a lot of fundraising with the Cardinal Stadium. They give us opportunity to go in there and do fundraising. And they do. And most of the places that we go to work are willing, upon completion of this program, to employ our men.
That's great.
And that is a goal for them. And then it's a commitment. It's something to look forward to. And so it's always been about our hard work. Well, right now, the places we go to work that sustain our income are all closed.
Obviously, right.
Cardinal Stadium is closed. So we have had God use Bellevue Heights. And what I'm not worried about today is the month of May and the electricity and our rent. Bellevue Heights did blessed us in a way that I wouldn't have known how to pray for the blessing that came. Now, here come a couple more months before I am hearing good things about the stadium opening up and some other opportunities. And right now, we're just volunteering a lot at different food banks because the men need to be busy during the day.
Yeah, you bet.
Yes. So we have food. We're very blessed in food. But yes, our income is down to... yes, it's just, very well. Yes, but we do have a website, where people can make donations, and we are at tax deductible donations. And we do have Facebook. Deep Within has Facebook if anybody wants to see what we're doing during the course of the day. Anything is a blessing, and the prayers are the most important, but then we do live in a world where there are bills to be paid.
We will be praying for Lee. We'll be praying for you. We'll continue praying for Uncle Brian and for God to provide for all of you and for the men that are there. That website for our listeners is deepwithinrehab.com. It'll be linked with our podcast, deepwithinrehab.com. Cindy, I don't have the vocabulary to thank you sincerely enough for who you are and for what you're doing and for sharing both of those things with us on the program today. It has been super meaningful, and we're really grateful. Jeff, would you please extend our gratitude and give us an update on Phoenix Christian as we close out the program today?
Absolutely. And just as someone who's watched and walked alongside of Brian and watching him with the men, I'm inspired by him. I'm an educator, but I learned by watching his direct speak.
Yes.
And his unique wisdom that he has as he works with the men. And it was a blessing. And so please be encouraged. And I watch life change for a living, and I see it within your organization. I can't applaud it more. The other thing I want to affirm is, a school, we stand with you that we believe in the concept of the wounded healer, that people who have been wounded by life, God uses them, redeems them, restores lives that have a unique language to meet with other people in a similar path. And that's the business that God's in. And another element I'd love to affirm in Deep Within is, a school, we stand with you when Jesus says the good tree bears good fruit. And what you do is, you walk alongside men in life, you live with them, and you are a living curriculum of Christ to them. And it changes deep within. That's the name of your organization. And then from deep within our being comes good fruit. And that's a beautiful thing. We stand with you. In fact, tonight, we're going to have our honor ceremony at the school, and we celebrate and affirm the honor that comes deep from within, that we believe that life transformation starts from within and bubbles out and as driven by the Holy Spirit. And so we stand with you. We're a partner with you in ministry. We're glad to support you as a ministry, and we're honored and blessed to have this platform to celebrate Deep Within. And I encourage the listener to go to your website. And I know you guys have vision, and we're praying for that vision too, for Deep Within.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Jeff, thank you. Cindy, thank you again. To Jeremy in the studio, thanks for keeping us track. For Miriam and all she's doing as part of our team, thank you. To the listeners, thank you for tuning into The Beacon today, where we celebrate it when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. Check out deepwithinrehab.com. Be supportive, be prayerful on behalf of those needs, and be welcome to our next program. We can find us both on SoundCloud and Spotify, and at phoenixchristian.org/beacon. Have a great day, and thank you for tuning in.